जय साई राम। मे बाबास डिवाइन टीचिंग्स बी फॉलोड बाय ऑल हिज डिवोटीज और फॉलोअर्स। टुडे आई विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट द हैपनिंग ऑन 22nd दिसंबर एज मेंशन्ड इन द बुक साई एट 366। द सेंट्रल फिगर इन 5 ऑफ द तत्व वॉज माणिक प्रभु एंड He was the second son of Narasimha Nayak and Bachamma. He was born on December 22nd, year 1817. There were many comparisons between him and Sai Baba. The important one was that having good relations with other religions. Manik Prabhu was called the master who established every religion. Sakala Mata Sthapita Shri Sadguru. Sai Baba was praised as Samarasa Sanmarga Sthapanaya Namaha. Both were contemporaries indeed, but one incident where both the Datta forms became famous. Once Manik Prabhu was sitting in his darbar. He was in deep discussion with his elder brother Tatya Maharaj on philosophy. A fakir aged about 13 or 14 years has come to him and asked to fill his lota with bhiksha. Manik Prabhu asked his elder brother to give him back the lota to him after filling it with rupees. The elder brother, without stopping the discussion on philosophy with Manik Prabhu, started to fill the lota. It was not possible for him to fill the lota even after a long time. All this was observed by Manik Prabhu. Fakir was observing with silence that was happening around. Then Manik Prabhu has filled the lota with 2 kharjur fruits and some flowers. The lota was filled. Manik Prabhu, while laughing, told the fakir that, "Take it, Sai Baba." That fakir has taken the 2 kharjur fruits and flowers from the lota, and the lota was made upside down before Manik Prabhu. When the fakir did that, the money flowed from that lota was 2-fold. The fakir then offered namaskar to Manik Prabhu and left. This was told to his elder brother by Manik Prabhu, saying that fakir did not come here to fill the lota. But see, the money has come from the lota when he set it upside down. Elder brother, on seeing the money, was astonished and searched for that fakir. No trace of the fakir could be found. The young and bright fakir who had come to Manik Prabhu was none other than Sai Baba. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. The moral of the story: Baba always comes to test his devotees in disguise. Sometimes to check their patience, sometimes to check their gratitude, and sometimes to check their bhakti. We as devotees need to be always alert internally to understand and feel Baba's presence. Remember, our Sai Ma is an ocean of mercy who is calm, composed, and understands what is best for his devotees and how to work on them. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.